All right, welcome to another episode of Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Thanks to all those who are still listening, despite the fact I keep not keeping my promises of keeping the episodes frequent as I want to keep them, but I'm back with another episode. I do have to update you on the turkey like I promised. So rewinding a little bit now at this point. So the evening before Thanksgiving holiday, I go to the store. Here in Oregon, we have this store called Fred Meyer's. People call it Freddy's. It's a Kroger-owned store now. And so if you live in the other part of the country, you can still get the idea of what this store is, okay? So I go into Fred Meyer's. It's crazy. Admittedly, probably not as it's crazy on a lot of Thanksgiving Eves when there's not a lockdown year and, you know, people are having more family or guests over. But it was still crazy enough. It was like picture your typical Friday night, payday night, around 6 o'clock at a grocery store. It was similar to that. So it was still busy. It was extra heavy though in certain aisles, whereas a normal Friday night busy might be extra heavy in the snack aisle, you know what I'm saying? And maybe the meat aisle. This was extra heavy in like the seasoning and the baking ingredients related aisles, and I needed some stuff like that, right? So anyway, I go to get the wood for the barbecue. No cherry, no pecan, so definitely settle on apple, because apple is one of my top three favorite woods, as I think I've talked about in the past on the show. Anyway, it's great for smoking a lot of meats, gives it a nice kind of fruity taste. It doesn't burn too hot. So anyway, so I prepped the turkey and all that. We got it seasoned up. It's in the fridge overnight. Throw it on the barbecue. So in the morning, I get it, you know, prepped the rest of the way. Make sure it's all safe and everything. Throw it on the barbecue. And it's like a 15.1 pound turkey, right? Or 15.01, right? Slightly over 15. And they say any turkey around 15, but definitely 16 or more, you know, you don't want to smoke on the grill because it may take too long for it to reach like temperature safety level, which is like above 149, right? So, if it takes too long, the meat can go bad, right? Such a big turkey, they're saying, you know, a 16-pound turkey, it's going to take too long to reach that temperature, slow smoking. You'd have to put it over direct heat, burn the outside too quick. The turkey wouldn't be good. So it's not recommended to do a turkey 16 pounds or more on the barbecue. Being that my turkey was like close to 15.1 pounds, I decided to smoke it at a higher temperature, but still low and slow, right? So I put it at about, instead of running it at 225, which would have been ideal, and, you know, maybe made it last 6 to 8 hours or so, we did it at the 250 to 275 range, and it actually stayed around 272 for most of the cook, which I'm surprisingly impressed with myself regulating the temperature so good. I think the Ready Check portable thermometer I have helped, but the thing about my smoker is I've done some modification. I got a real cheap like smoker that you would find at Lowe's or Home Depot or like your average, you know, home goods store or hardware store, a cheap end smoker, but still an offset barrel smoker, but just not as thick like the ones that people like weld together and stuff, you know what I mean? Not as good at regulating heat, the thermometer's not as accurate, that kind of thing. I made some modifications like extending the chimney down lower so that the smoke would travel under the meat better, because it doesn't have like a lot of the more expensive grills, they put in like these like vector things or whatever to make the smoke travel further down under the meat. This was just like the smoke rising over the meat, right? But extending the chimney down to the grate level, it kills off a little of the cooking space I have, but just that little circle. But it makes it so the smoke has to travel under the meat. Anyway, long story short, the modifications have done great for my smoker. It takes a lot to get it up to the right temp, but once it's there, once you deem how much coals need to be in there to keep it at the temp you want, it does good. And so it stayed at a good temp the whole cook for me. So anyway, long story short, I pull it off. You know, done is about 165 in the breast and the thigh. Key is it has to be in both areas. Sometimes it takes the thigh longer to reach that, right? So it's 165 in the breast. So I run down to check the barbecue. I check the thighs. At this point, you know, it's 172 in the breast, about 65 in the thighs. So I'm like, it's done. So we pull it off. We get a little wishy-washy about the dark meat. So we cook it. We finish it off in the oven for a few more minutes. Probably a few minutes too long. It was a little bit dry and tough. Normally you get that, like people will have that complaint about white meat on turkey or chicken, you know, or stuff like that. But the white meat was awesome. Like, great. Best turkey I've ever cooked. The white meat came out perfect, juicy, not dry at all. Could have been seasoned a little better, but that was because it was a pre-injected turkey. Unfortunately, I didn't get, we didn't get one of the just fresh turkeys from the butcher where we could season it and brine it ourselves. So I think I underestimated how much salt, knowing that it was pre-injected with salts and sugars. I didn't want to overdo either of those ingredients, but I could have. That's the problem. So I could have done more. Seasoning wise, it could have been about 50% better, more seasoned, you know what I mean? Deeper. Next year, next time, I'm going to get my own turkey from the butcher. Avoid that problem. So anyway, fast forward, it's done. It's pretty good. So doing it again, I would, like I said, what I would change, get cherry or pecan wood, probably cherry, plenty ahead of time so I know it's there. Get the turkey fresh from the butcher, all the parts that I need taken out, so that I can brine it and season it myself the way I want, have it thawed in time and all that kind of stuff, right? Because it's not going to be iced. It's fresh. Definitely going to plan ahead next year. Have the right amount of coals and wood. I know about how hot and where to place it on the grill. So I think next time it's going to be a success. I might even do a practice run like in the summer or something to prep for it. Try a turkey then. But yeah, so would do it again for sure. All right, and welcome back to the episode, and I got a special guest here that many of you know.
Strawberry.
And that eggnog I gave you was pumpkin spice eggnog. Was that your first time trying that?
It's really sweet. Yeah.
So
it was my first time.
Were you surprised when you tasted it?
Yeah, and it's like too sweet for me.
Too sweet. So would you put it under normal eggnog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Normal eggnog's better.
Okay, so she's on this episode because she went to the store with my wife, her mom, and picked up some snacks that I haven't tried that neither of us have tried, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to try on this show and review. So, go ahead and explain what we have.
We got like egg yolk cracker biscuits.
Okay.
Some things called noodle oodles.
Okay.
I don't really know what this is called, but
Relax Kuma.
It's like, I don't know what it is.
It's something to do with rice crackers. Anyway, some kind of rice cracker thing.
And then some strawberry cream wafers.
Okay, and so these are all international products here. So I love trying products that aren't normally available here, widely available here in America. So what are we going with first of these? So we're going to go with the egg. And these are the ones I'm most curious about, is the egg-flavored crackers. Egg yolk-flavored crackers, basically.
I think they're going to be gross.
So, all right, so I actually think these might be good.
Okay.
So we're going to try them.
Oh, they're right there.
So
I'm scared. I just want a little nibble.
They look enough like a cracker.
Mm. They taste weird.
Okay, so you're not feeling it.
Mm-mm. No.
No?
No.
I actually don't think they're bad. They're pretty plain to me. Like, I don't... Do you taste the egg yolk? No.
Gross. Mm.
They're a little bit plain and like 1% sweet. So I'm going to give it...
these are just seaweed.
So I'm going to give it... I would eat again. I wouldn't buy, but if someone offered, I would eat.
I wouldn't.
So.
Oh.
They're that bad? Are you exaggerating? Are you tasting something I'm not? They just taste like plain crackers to me.
Ugh.
They taste like Ritz.
Oh, they're gross. Oh, they're disgusting.
Okay. So to all the people out there who don't exaggerate like my daughter.
They're gross.
They taste kind of like Ritz, but a little bit sweeter.
They're yucky.
Okay, what do we... It's not that serious.
First.
I'm going to wash down my palate with my eggnog.
Okay.
Hold on.
I've already had these, actually. I've already tried these.
Okay, so these are the strawberry wafers.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take a bite.
Okay. Mm.
They're good.
Okay, and these look a lot like wafers that you would find here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Except the wafers we find here are usually the strawberry flavor, just pink. But this is like cracker color on the outside.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I would definitely eat this again. What about you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that over here. I'm gonna finish this.
I'm not.
Hold on. We'll get to that.
Okay.
This one is interesting. It has a real simple wrapper. It also makes it look a little bit high class. I wonder if where these are sold, it's considered expensive. Yeah, they look a little spendy. It's a real simple but fancy looking wrapper. Okay, so on to the next one. These are the ones I was most curious about. So this comes in a really neat yellow pouch, and we had no idea. There's no picture of what they look like on the outside,
so
and it was like, not see-through.
They're like little noodles.
And this is kind of what I was wondering if they were going to be like. They look like little smashed-up ramen. And
ew. Mm-mm. I don't really like it.
Mm.
It is smashed-up ramen. That's what it is.
Mm, I like it.
I don't really like it that much.
You're exaggerating. It's not that bad, though. So it's basically like smashed up ramen, but real thin, like wavy, broken up pieces of ramen.
It is smashed
very,
up ramen.
Very thin and
exactly
tender.
Exactly like it.
Mm-hmm. They're slightly seasoned with a little bit of salt.
What kind of snack is this? Is it like, what place is it from?
Prince Noodle Oodles. Noodles Oodles.
Oh, noodles? Oh, I thought it was noodles.
From China. So this is a product of China.
Okay, and this, the seaweed stuff that we didn't try was, looks like a product from...
Check the English writing. It's Japan. Okay, so the seaweed snacks that we're going to try next are from Japan. I'm going to try it. Even though I've had seaweed before, I'm going to try this and see... So they come
they have
in
little characters on them.
Little fun character patterns.
That's cute.
So mine has words that say like the brand, and then it looks like a pig. Like a pig's face
chicken.
Or a bear's face.
Mine's a
What's it look like to you? A pig or a bear?
Chicken.
A chick. That's not a chicken.
It's a chicken.
It looks like a pig nose.
Oh wait, no, that's a pig.
Or a bear, a pig.
Mm-hmm. Or see, the chicken has a big nose.
Look. Okay, so I'm biting into it now.
It's not, like, it's bitter, but seaweed's not sweet, necessarily sweet. It's just, this is more bitter.
Okay, so seaweed isn't normally my thing, but this isn't actually terrible.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's real, all seaweed's pretty thin, but it's exceptionally thin.
Oh, there's a
bear! Which is good, and it's not over-flavored.
And you can easily tear out the little characters to eat.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not my thing.
Got stuck in my throat.
I would not buy.
I would buy it.
I wouldn't have necessarily even eat it if I was offered. But if I was desperate for a snack and it was there, I would eat it. I wouldn't refuse it.
This is good.
But she likes it. And as someone who is more prone to eating seaweed, I would take her review of it more serious than mine.
I love seaweed, though.
That's what I mean. Your review should probably be more accountable. Your review is going to make more sense to seaweed.
Oh, yeah, because I...
So overall,
noodle oodles aren't actually that bad.
As expected, my favorite thing was the strawberry wafer. Noodle oodles would probably be my second favorite thing.
I think my favorite was the wafer, and then second thing was probably the little seaweed.
Yeah.
Third, like, definitely noodle oodles, those were good. These are not the best. I mean, I would probably, if I needed, like, something to eat, like, so bad, and I was the hungriest, like, I was super, super hungry, then I'd eat these, but I don't really like the egg yolk crackers.
The egg yolk crackers were that bad to you, huh?
I've never really completely tasted an egg yolk, so I don't know what an egg yolk tastes like.
You have.
Yeah.
You've never had an egg before?
I have. I have had scrambled eggs, but not sunny side up.
Okay, but when I scramble eggs, I keep the yolk in there.
Okay.
So you've tasted it, just not like by itself.
Is there actually
you never had hard-boiled eggs? Well, I can they kiss the
camera. I know I did not like them at all at the beginning, but they're actually kind of good.
Okay, so we're at the time of year. The holiday time of year. Now we did some decorating, and yesterday we walked around the neighborhood and looked at lights.
Mm-hmm. It was very fun.
It was okay. Not a lot of impressive. I mean, we had to walk a lot to see a few displays.
We walked with little brother.
But it was good to get out. We're gonna go drive in the future. But why I bring up this topic is, holidays are the time of year where even when you're not getting together with family, you'll be at home. People tend to make a lot of things like desserts and stuff like that around the holidays, this time of year. Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I've looked up and what I have in front of me is the 10 most popular desserts in the U.S.
Ooh. Mm.
And you are going to rank them and then I'll tell you.
What do you mean? Like, if I've tasted them before, then I'll...
Which is your favorite?
Okay.
Least favorite, okay? So I'm going to read them.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And you tell me of all these things your favorite.
Unless I don't know them.
Cheesecake.
Oh.
Cupcakes. Jell-O.
Oh.
Carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
Apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream of any flavor you choose. Brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Or fudge.
Jell-O's at the bottom.
Jell-O's your least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So then what's number 9?
I'd say...
Carrot cake. Okay, so yeah, actually, same. My bottom two would be the same as your bottom two.
And then 8 would be apple pie.
Apple pie, okay.
I'd say fudge would be 7.
Okay.
So
you like chocolate cake better than fudge?
Oh, chocolate cake would, no. Switch those. Chocolate cake would
7.
Be... 7, and then 6 would be fudge, and then,
Okay, so you're done with your top 5 of these 10.
Apple pie, did I put apple pie?
You did that one.
Okay.
So you have left brownies, ice cream, cupcakes, cheesecake, one more, chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Chocolate chip cookies is gonna go in number 5.
Okay.
Cause that's good.
Brownies, cheesecake, cupcakes.
Brownies, cheesecake,
ice cream.
Cupcakes and ice cream. Okay, brownies, cheesecake. Okay. Brownies will go in
number 4.
Okay. That's what the number is.
Okay, so your top 3 are ice cream, cheesecake, cupcakes.
Okay. Cupcakes are gonna go in 2. Or no, 3, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have ice cream and cheesecake.
Didn't everyone kind of know those were going to be the top 2 all along? Like, let's keep it real.
All right. So cheesecake is going to be number 2 and ice cream number 1.
Well, I have to say this list was going pretty good until you put cheesecake in 2nd place. Okay? That's highly disrespectful.
Okay. You know what? Vanilla ice cream or ice cream is a cold snack. And when I'm not feeling good, but I really want to eat something and, like... Ice cream, vanilla ice cream, the coldness just helps my, like, my throat and everything.
Okay.
Popsicles, too. Hi, dog.
Dog makes too much noise when it walks. Okay, no, go, please.
Go.
You're not part of this snack tasting.
I don't even know if egg yolks are safe for dogs.
She walks off in shame.
No, no shame.
Okay, so... Thank you for coming on the show.
Is there any more to talk about?
Unless you had something you would like to talk about. Thank you for joining me for this segment.
Wait, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Can we do a quick list of the top favorite dinner foods?
Okay. We'll do two more lists. We're going to do top favorite dinner foods and then your top five holiday movies.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, dinner foods. Top five.
Okay, let me think. Okay, so in fifth place is going to be... let me think. Okay. Fifth place is going to be fast food. Just any fast food.
That's a little too vague. You got to be more... No, you can't...
Okay.
They got to be... We're talking about specific meals.
Fifth place is going to be burgers.
Okay, hamburgers?
Yeah. Hamburgers have ham.
Cheeseburgers.
Fourth place is going to be...
Do you even know, or are you just making this up as you go?
No, literally. I'm thinking. I can't think.
So wouldn't cheeseburgers be your number one because it was the first thing you thought of?
No. Okay, nope. Number four would be, I'd say, I'll put that at number three. Okay, four is going to be noodles.
Like what kind of noodles? Do you mean like Asian noodles or Italian
ramen
noodles?
Ramen.
Okay, so.
Or no, like cup of noodles.
Okay.
And then three is going to be breakfast for dinner.
Okay, breakfast. Like hash browns, eggs, waffles, bacon, or sausage, pancakes, waffles, yeah. Pancakes. Okay.
Number two is going to be... There's something... okay. Something spicy is going to be in number two. Something spicy. Okay, let me think. I would say number two is going to be... Okay, let me think. Oh, okay. Number two is going to be... No, wait. Number two...
Never heard of no, wait. What's that taste like?
Number two will be scrambled eggs. I know it's not really a dinner food, but it's still good.
Scrambled eggs? Didn't you kind of already cover that with breakfast?
I guess so. Okay, then it'll be rice and chicken.
Rice and chicken? Chicken and rice?
Yeah. Number one is sushi.
Chicken and rice is your second favorite, most favorite thing?
Yeah.
Child, who raised you? Why is chili not in your top five?
You raised me and mom raised me.
Why is chili not in your top five?
Oh my! Chili! Okay, chili's my number two.
Too late, you're not a part of the chili
no,
clique.
No, chili's my number two.
And I claim all these noodle things.
No, chili.
These little noodle bites are good. Okay, so, moving on to the next.
I meant chili.
Yeah, your top five list was garbage.
Mm-mm.
Just joking. So, next topic.
Rice and chicken.
Your five favorite holiday movies.
Mm-hmm. Number five.
Take a minute to think about it so you know the order.
Okay. Let me think. There's so many.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think number five will be the... there was one movie, Okay, let me think. How about you say yours while I think?
My top five?
Yeah.
Number one is Elf. Number two is Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. This is interesting. Now, number three, just all time, but I don't want to watch it at all, is Christmas Story. I have no desire to watch it because I've seen it too many times, but... So, outside of that, we go with Die Hard as an honorary Christmas movie. And then I go with Love at the Christmas Table, which a lot of people have not seen, but is an original Lifetime movie. It's really dope. Check it out. So those are my top five right there. What about you?
Okay. Home Alone is number five.
Ooh, good one. You're starting out good. I like this.
Number four is going to be Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
Number three would probably be the Elf on the Shelf movie.
Okay.
Magic!
is the Grinch going to make it in or no?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Grinch. Oh, look. Switch. Number two's Elf. Grinch is three. And then one, my all-time favorite is Elf. Number two is Elf on the Shelf. And then number one is Elf.
Okay. Because Elf is the best.
Mm-hmm. It's so good and funny. Yes. And gross when he picks the gum off the thing.
No.
If you haven't seen that, I recommend it.
Yeah, get out from under the rock that you live under and go see Elf.
That's rude.
Well, like, it's a bigger speech. It means you must be living under a rock if you haven't seen it.
Mm. It is very good.
Yeah.
We watch it every single year.
Okay, so what's your top three favorite Christmas songs?
Okay. Three is Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All right. Do you like the original version better or the dance version?
I like them both.
Okay.
I'd say, number two would be, let me think.
I've never heard that song. What's it about?
Oh, Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock. Okay, good choice.
And then I'd say number one would be,
I Saw Santa in His Bathing Suit.
No!
You don't like that one?
No.
Sing it.
I'm not singing that.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to sing in front of however many fans you have.
You're not going to sing in front of my threes of listeners?
You're one listener. This
stuff is so good. These are good. I claim these in the name of Danny Ocean.
Number two is going to be... Oh, did I already say Jingle Bell? Okay.
Jingle
Bell
Rock.
Number one was... what's number one? There's one song, I love it so much, but I can't remember.
Is it... Silver Bells?
No. What is it?
Oh, I got to sneeze. Wow, first sneeze in the history of my podcast. Woohoo!
I think we're on episode 13.
So everyone knows I looked away and covered my nose.
What episode are we on?
I don't even know. 23. Okay, so.
Okay, number one.
Did you figure it out, the song?
I'm going to throw in.
Is it one that a lot of people sing, or is it one that is just known by one person singing? Is it an old one or a new Christmas song?
Okay, actually, number one would be Jingle Bell Rock. Number two would probably be Let It Snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Oh, wait, no, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
But the air is so delightful.
Hey.
And since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, I can blow.
So I would rate egg yolk a solid 7 out of 10.
So you just changed your mind this quick.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they're the bee's knees.
They're good.
Huh? They're the bee's knees? All right, well, thank you for coming on my show.
Give me some noodle oodles. Noodles oodles.
This is CC this?
You ate them all!
They live in my belly.
Wait, you can't see this. We need to record a video of us trying to snack.
Listen, you don't tell me what I do and can't tell my listeners what they can and can't see.
Hey!
Do you want to be back on?
What does my face look like? You can't see me.
So, thank you, Strawberry, for coming on my show.
Oopsie.
Pick that up. And Thank you for listening, everyone.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome for coming on your show, and thank you for dealing with my annoyingness.
Thank you for apologizing. I'm going to take it. So, I will be back to wrap up the episode after this break. And Strawberry will come back in the future.
Yes,
we will try more snacks. Oops. Oh, man.
It was just one cracker.
You're a hot mess.
Excuse you.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back after this break. All right, we're back on the show, and I'm actually going to take this out. Strawberry's still going to be on the episode for a little more. I took a long time to get this episode done, and so it's kind of just going to encompass the whole holiday season, and I'm going to kind of run it down. So I have with me Strawberry.
Hi.
And I have my stocking from Christmas, and we're going to do a taste test of some stuff I got.
Oh.
So I've got... Anyone who really knows me knows my favorite thing in the world, candy-wise, which is overseas Kit Kats. And so I've got... So I'm going to pull those out. So my wife filled my stockings with various types of Kit Kats, basically. And some other stuff. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, that kind of thing. But we have American Kit Kats to compare it to.
We've got Ruby Cocoa Beans Kit Kats.
Okay, so...
And some mystery flavor. I don't know what flavor they are.
So these are all my overseas ones, right here. And then this is some American ones to compare it to, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
And then there's these aren't Kit Kats.
What are they? What are they?
Those are just yummy.
I want to try that.
You want to try that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay.
First thing you notice the difference about these, if you really look close, do you see the difference in the writing on the label?
Yeah, so American Kit Kats have different writing. So basically with these Ruby Cocoa Beans Kit Kats, the writing has a little brand of Nestle in the corner.
Nestle
in the corner. And then it's like a different kind of font. It's not white written, it's red with a white background.
And these are made by Hershey's.
These are.
Yeah. So the story is Kit Kat used to be, that was a whole brand by itself. It wasn't made by anyone else. When the guy sold the naming rights to Kit Kat, he sold Nestle the overseas rights or anywhere outside of America. And in Hershey, in America, he sold the rights to Hershey. So everywhere else in the world, their Kit Kats are made by Nestle.
That's cool.
Here in America, they're made by Hershey. So true story. They're all real Kit Kats made by two different brands. It's probably the only product out there maybe that's the legit ones made by two different brands.
That is so cool.
Yep. So we're going to try these and you're going to compare them. So which do we want to try first, the green or the Ruby Cocoa?
I want to try the Ruby Cocoa.
I want to say, shout out to my wife for filling my stocking basically full of all the candies I like. And weirdly, it may be weird to hear someone say this, but... My wife filling this stocking full of candy, and I'm not even a huge candy person, but just proved how well she actually knows me. Because all the kind of candies and treats that she put in here is like the main stuff I like in the world. Which basically was 90% Kit Kats and some other stuff.
And then there's also some Reese's Take 5, which are really cool.
Which Reese's are dope. Okay, so we're going to start with which ones now?
Ruby Cocoa.
Okay, so we're going to start with those. Yeah, go ahead and open it up.
Okay, so they're really nice, like, rosy pink.
Okay.
Is what I see first.
Ooh, yeah, nicely.
Kind of a rosy pink color.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to eat them.
One of them says,
set this right here.
Hashtag my break.
Oh, they say stuff on them.
And then the other one says Kit Kat.
Okay, I'm kind of pushed this one.
And I don't think American Kit Kats actually say stuff on them, do they? Okay. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They taste like chocolate with strawberry in them. That's what I taste.
Yeah.
They're yummy, though. Very, very yummy. Okay.
So... One thing you'll notice, and it's your first time eating not American Kit Kats, is a same exact size and shape, pretty much same kind of makeup. They're very good. So what do you rate that on like a scale of 10?
I'd say about, I'm going to go with a solid 7.5.
Okay, so if you're going to the store and someone said you can pick any candy and it has to be a Kit Kat and there's regular Kit Kats in these, what would you take?
Probably.
Or American regular Kit Kats.
Okay.
You can be honest, there's no right answer.
I would say, well, they're both super good.
Mm-hmm.
They're both so good.
So they're both about a 7.5, which seems low to me.
Well, no, but the American Kit Kats are like a 10, and then I'd say these wouldn't be a 7.5. They'd be a 9. Okay. Gotta change that, because they're good. So I'm going to... I would probably have to go with the cocoa bean one.
Okay.
They're really good, though.
So, nextly, we have these green ones.
Whoa, they're super green. They're like wasabi colored. What flavor are these?
So, these are, they got kind of melted in the wrapper, you can tell.
They smell weird.
Yeah.
What flavor? Green tea? Are these the green tea? What is this?
Oh no, it's not bad. It's yeah, it's green tea.
Good.
Like matcha green tea.
I'm gonna give these Kit Kats, the green ones, a 5 out of 10.
5, so you're not a big fan of these?
No, not that bad of a fan, but they're still pretty good.
Yeah, I'd agree. I slightly like the strawberry cocoa bean ones better.
Yeah. And we've got American Kit Kats to compare them to.
Then we got regular plain milk chocolate Hershey Kit Kats. We're still saying nothing fancy, but Kit Kat and then Kit Kat on the other side.
Okay. Do they say, oh yeah, they do say Kit Kat. I thought they didn't say anything at all. They say Kit Kat. I can definitely tell a difference in the way that these Kit Kats are written.
Yeah.
These are so far the best. The American ones. I just love the chocolate.
Yeah.
But in second place would definitely go the ruby cocoa bean, and then last would definitely go the green tea. We also have a Lindt Hello Coffee Blast bar here.
We're going to save that for another time.
Okay.
So I'd almost put the chocolate and the strawberry in a tie, I think.
They're really good. Yeah, they're both really good.
Nestle and Hershey are probably similar in quality. The reason why I give the edge to the Nestle's over the Hershey is because they what Nestle does that Hershey doesn't do is offers a wide variety of flavors.
Like this.
Yeah.
Like these two.
Hershey's has basically the main flavor, and then sometimes during special times of year, they'll release like a white chocolate one or something like that.
Hershey's main flavor is milk chocolate.
Sometimes they do cookies and cream. You know what I mean? But the Nestle has like 30 different flavors you can try.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think they have more flavors of Kit Kats?
Yes, and I want to try them all. Even the mashed potato and gravy one.
That's a thing?
No.
Oh.
But there are some interesting flavors. Me and your mom looked them up online.
They do actually have gravy-flavored candy canes.
Really?
And well, chicken.
Have you tried these?
No, but I looked them up
online. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Which do you think sounds like would be ickier, the gravy-flavored candy cane or the chicken one?
Be what?
Ickier.
Oh, I think...
Chicken cream pie.
Probably both would just be a tie. But probably most likely chicken would be disgusting.
Yeah.
These green tea Kit Kats, I noticed that they're very small.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like an inch smaller than the normal American, and definitely much smaller
than
Well,
these are sample sizes.
Yeah.
But, you mean their sample sizes are
smaller? Oh, they're sample sizes? Yeah. I didn't notice that.
These are more closer to full size.
And the font of the Kit Kat is different, much different.
Yeah. I like how sweet these are.
I like these two the best for sure. And then this one's pretty good though.
I think going off just the wrapper in the three, I'd give it this one has the coolest wrapper.
Ruby Cocoa?
Yeah.
Yes. I think I like how it like breaks and then like.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, I want to thank you for coming on. This is a good way to end the show. Anything you want to say that you're thankful for, was your favorite part of the holidays? Because this is our kind of holiday wrap-up episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm thankful for everything.
Okay.
That I got and everything and getting to spend time with family.
Yeah. It was nice that you got to see your sister, even though we didn't get to see much family. We got to see some, grandma and grandpa at a safe social distancing type thing. So it was different, but it was nice. Me and your mom were talking about it really could have been worse. You got to be thankful for having that chance. A lot of people don't.
I'm very thankful for everything.
Thank you for coming on. We will be back soon with another episode, and I promise Strawberry she'll be on it at some point. And this is going to be before the new year. It's going to be kind of my yearly wrap-up episode, so you're going to be a part of that. So think about your favorite stuff of the year.
One question. How long are each of your episodes?
40 to an hour. 40 minutes to an hour. Yeah.
How long has this one been?
It's right around at 41 minutes right now.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, it's not that long. It's long enough, not that long. I should have got it out sooner. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Once again, you can listen to this podcast almost anywhere podcasts are found. New episode coming after this, before the year's out. Thanks for everyone for listening. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Be back with a new episode
Bye.
Soon.